This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Into the whole show. No buy or sell today because we want to take some time to talk about this Broncos-Jaguars matchup coming up this weekend, Mike. It's a big one. It's a big one because if the Broncos handle their business against the Jags, the 10-4 Jacksonville Jaguars led by Liam Cohen in his first year as head coach, then they if they get some help, if the Patriots lose, the Chargers lose, and the Bills lose, the Broncos would have the number one seed in the AFC, Mike, and they would have the first round bye and home field advantage throughout leading up to the Super Bowl. How about that? Could happen this week.
Bye.
You buy all that to happen?
Yes.
I picks are on Friday, everybody knows that, but I will do my pick today. So that's the first thing that needs to happen.
So pick is on Thursday.
The Bills aren't gonna lose to the Browns, Michael. Bills aren't gonna lose to the Browns.
That could happen.
Great. It could not happen. Are the Chargers going to lose to the Cowboys? That could happen. That's in Dallas. That could happen. And then finally, the Patriots, who, you know, they've got a big one on Sunday night. That's an elimination game, essentially, because the Ravens are 7-7. If the Ravens lose that game, I'm not sure it's mathematically impossible, but it sure looks it if they lose. So Baltimore's a favorite. Baltimore's favorite, 3-point favorite. The Chargers in their game against the Cowboys, they're a 2.5-point underdog. So those two both could lose, and then you just got to worry about the pesky Buffalo Bills sticking around. So you got to keep stacking dubs, Mike, because the Bills don't act like they're in a hurry to fall out of this just yet. They're at Cleveland this weekend. That's a win. Home against the Eagles. Maybe. That's a maybe. And then home against the Jets. That would mean if you're Denver, you know, the most you can lose if you take care of Jacksonville, then you would lose four. And you could and if the Bills lose to the Eagles, then all right, you got it. You know, no matter what you do next week. But suddenly the Christmas game means a lot to Denver. I mean, it does. It's a big one.
It always means a lot to the Broncos. We have to beat the Chiefs. That is important.
Unless you clinch the number one seed.
Unless you do it this weekend. Also to beat the Chiefs.
If you do it this weekend, you clinch the number one seed, and do you possibly consider resting guys for 2 weeks?
No.
Why?
Because you're going to go into the playoffs cold.
What if you get hurt in that Chiefs game? I'll never forgive you. If Bo Nix goes down in the Chiefs game, I'll never forgive you.
Okay, don't forgive me.
I don't forgive you anyway. Already. For something you did a long time ago. So, you're already in the doghouse.
Thank you.
First things first, you got to take care of the Jags. I mean, last week for Denver, obviously it was a magical game. It didn't start really turning until, I mean, the offense was fine, but then Patrick Surtain gets that interception, and that flipped this game upside down, and Denver then just stole all the momentum. Josh Jacobs looked like he was going to have a really good game on the ground, and he had 12 carries for 73 yards, and with that interception in the second half, that changed how Green Bay viewed the rest of the game, but he did average 6.1 yards per carry. A lot of that was because he had a 40-yard touchdown run. So I'm not like, I look at Travis Etienne, and that guy's a stud, man. Travis Etienne was supposed to be like the fourth man out, like the odd man out in his fourth season for Jacksonville. They had high hopes for Tank Bigsby and their rookie running back. And those were the two guys that were supposed to be the bell cows for Jacksonville. Travis Etienne was kind of, like I said, listed somewhat as the odd man out, but hasn't been the case, man. He's got 900, and he catches out of the backfield, too. He had a big game against the Jets, through the air. Last week, he was kind of whatever. He had 32 yards rushing, but he had three catches for 73 yards and not one, not two, but three receiving touchdowns against the New York Jets last week. Against the Jets. Jacksonville stomped them 48-20. Jacksonville's not a team you want to mess around with. Trevor Lawrence has been pretty good this year, man. 59.7 completion percentage, 3,200 yards, 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Jacksonville, when they hired Liam Cohen, one of their biggest things they said they had to get better with was improving their turnover ratio. Last year, they had the fourth worst turnover ratio in the league. They were minus 15. They managed only 9 takeaways, and they turned it over 24 times. This year, not the case. They are tied for third in the NFL at plus 10. Trevor Lawrence isn't turning the ball over much. They're not fumbling a whole hell of a lot. They don't turn it over. And on the other side, they get turnovers. Devin Lloyd, linebacker for Jacksonville, has 5 interceptions for this team. And they can create turnovers. But Trevor, from this year to, from last year to this year, he was not throwing as many interceptions, but he was fumbling a lot. And he only played in 10 games last season. He was 11 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. This year, 23 touchdowns to 11 interceptions. The year before that, he had 14 interceptions. So he's on pace to have one of his cleaner years, but also adding the touchdowns to it. Remember, his second year is very good. His first year was under... Wasn't his first year under Urban Meyer? Wasn't that the first year with him?
I believe so, yeah.
And that was when Urban's like, we can't do quarterback sneaks with him. He has no ability to do that. And since then, Jacksonville does it quite a bit. He's gone through 2 coaches already. This is his third. But this seems to be a better fit. Cohen was like, hey, we got to try to get Lawrence more. We got to get him into the game earlier. We don't, we want to throw a little screen passes. We want to try a bunch of these little short routes to try to get him comfortable back there. And that's certainly been the case for Lawrence this year. But one of their other goals defensively was to get a better pass rush. They had just 34 sacks last year. They're kind of on pace to do the same thing. A lot of their studs aren't having those monster years that they are a monster year like they thought they were going to have. But it's still a team that they have a couple of guys that can get after you, and you got to watch out for those guys. It kind of reminds me a little bit of how Green Bay had Micah Parsons. They were all or nothing, though. They were getting a sack or they weren't coming close to the quarterback. Jacksonville's at least getting closer. They're just not completing a lot of those sacks. Josh Hines Allen, that Josh Allen, has 7 sacks on the season. Eric Armstead, 5.5 sacks on the season. One of the guys they thought was going to be, an absolute wrecker was Trayvon Walker. The dude had a ton of sacks last year. He had 10.5 sacks last year. He's at 2.5 sacks right now. So he hasn't certainly had the year that he wanted to have, but they've got other guys that are capable of that. The story to me is they're really good at stopping the run. They're first in rushing defense, and they're below middle of the road in the pass defense game. So could this be a game where Bo Nix is forced to have another one of those monster games? Because Denver doesn't, right now, they don't really rely on the rushing attack. They kind of did with J.K. Dobbins, but it was still very much this defense is carrying this football team. But the big thing for this team is they're similar to how Green Bay's passing attack is. They have a bunch of weapons. Not one guy shines extremely bright over the other. Brian Thomas Jr., 39 receptions. Parker Washington, who's coming on strong the last few games, 39 receptions for him, 500 yards, 3 touchdowns. And the tight end that replaced Evan Engram, Brenton Strange, 32 receptions, 400 yards, and a touchdown. And now they got Jacoby Myers, too, 21 receptions, 355, and 3 touchdowns. It's a spread-out attack, so you're going to get a lot of what you saw from Green Bay's offense, too. 15 minutes after the hour, Michael, we're going to take a short break. Broncos, Jags, how you feeling? Blowout? Close game. Broncos keep it close, like always?
They're going to keep it close once again. They'll be down in the first half, and then second half, they win the game.
This is another good test, because you're just coming off of that big one against Green Bay, and you were actually dogs at home. And now you're going up against a team that feels like they've been underdogs all year. So how do you handle that? To be a fun one. 16 minutes after the hour. Michael, the Thursday night special is coming up next. It's a big one tonight. It's a big one because it's the next one. And this gets me back to 500. It's flip-flop, flip-flop. Rams, Seahawks. We get to it next.
Need a stocking stuffer?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Download your favorite KFKA podcast today.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Gonna grab my Brady, gonna hold him tight, gonna grab some Mr. Thursday night. His motto's picks are Friday, everyone knows that. And if you're ordering some ribs, he likes a baby backs. When they're kind of sticky and the sauce sticks on his fingertips, Mike is always there to see if he can help and have a lick. Rams and Seahawks playing on this Thursday night. Looking forward to see which team is going to get it right. Shove the football through your legs when the quarterback says hike. And the thought of doing that is getting me excited. Footballs are in flight. Woo! Mr. Thursday night. Woo! Mr. Thursday night. Thursday night.
That was, yeah, that might be my favorite one. I keep saying this, though. Brian Gary, and then he brings in the dynamic duo of Tanner and the dude down the hall, that is. Anytime they combine in the background a little bit, it just really gets me going. But that was lyrically impressive.
Please leave me out of it next time, Brian.
Did you have something to do with this?
Yeah, you know, he said Mike is always there to get a lick right after the whole
yeah,
baby back ribs
okay.
thing. And I'm like, no,
okay.
Brian.
No. We need to have you involved in that for sure.
No.
Yeah. You tried to sing it once when Brian was out, and that, you know what? You did all right. But that was a masterpiece by the one and only Brian Gary. Man, that. These have been so good. Faith says, can we award some type of trophy for these? Because this one wins. I still think we need to cut every one of them up into short little things and have the hooligans decide which one was the best. It's a lot of work for you, Mike, but you don't do much around here anyway, so you could take some time to do it.
Being so harassed today.
Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, Michael. The Seahawks are a 1.5-point favorite tonight. Is Puka Nacua doing any more live stream stuff? Because he should probably stop doing that. He had a lot of weird, you know, concussions aren't real. The refs are just famous people trying to get on TV. And then he did like an anti-Semitic dance thing. In fairness, on that side, he was kind of like asked by a Jewish person to do if he would do that for his next touchdown dance, and he kind of showed Puka how to do it, and Puka did it, and then a bunch of the Jewish community was very upset with him. Blah blah blah. Just don't do live stream stuff. Stay away from it. Sam Darnold. Last time these two teams faced off was not good. He tossed 4 interceptions against the Rams on November 16th. But this is a big one. I mean, this is huge. Very significant NFC West title implications here. I mean, Matt Stafford. Is anybody playing better than Matt Stafford right now? Is Matt Stafford the MVP? It's hard to go against Matt Stafford, Mike. But Seattle got a good defense. Rams defense, they're 13th in the NFL in total yards. But they were all over Darnold, man. They had Darnold's number. Seattle's offense is kind of bit off and on. They haven't scored a first quarter touchdown since they had a win over Arizona on November 9th. Seattle has a top-tier defense, though. This is going to be a battle. It's a tight spread for a reason. Rams or Seahawks, Mike? I mean, it's a 1.5-point spread. It feels like close to a pick 'em here. Seattle Seahawks cover 1.5 tonight. Here we go. -1.5.
Just tuned in. We're talking to Sleepless in Seattle.
You called the radio station?
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
2.5 minutes to go. It's Walker. It is a touchdown. The first of the day for the Seahawks. Wiggle room is gone, and they finally find the end zone. It's a one-score game with 2:23 to play. And here's Rashid Shaheed, big special teams play. Breaking free, and Shaheed all the way to the house. No flags.
Darnold sets to throw, and floating one down the middle. And Smith Hedicka has it. Touchdown, Seahawks. Darnold for the end zone. Catch made. Cooper Kupp has his first touchdown this season.
Very good. I was going to suggest something grungy for this, Mike. You and I were on point there. Well done.
I could not get this song out of my head. This was the first one I thought of.
Yeah. Knowing me, thanks for shutting the mic off. Knowing me, I'm surprised you didn't go Cornell or Soundgarden there, but you went a different route. And okay, that's my one opportunity to take Seattle, and you go with...
Couldn't get this song out of my head.
It doesn't matter. It's Mr. Thursday Night, and there's only one greatest singer of all time, and it's Chris Cornell, and we didn't even use it for a Seattle pick. It's okay. You were on point with the grunginess. Just not like you get like a C+, maybe B- on that. But still passing. Still not a bad grade.
Disney's on my side.
Not an A+. A+ could have got you there. And I thought you and I would go there. I thought you would go there because you know Cornell's my guy. But instead, you know, we go with Nirvana. It's okay.
Now I'm never playing Chris Cornell ever again. No Audioslave, no Chris Cornell, except for the really crappy album.
Well, joke's on you. There isn't one. So
yeah, there is.
27 minutes after the hour, we got the Brock Wisney Show, and you will play what I tell you, because last I checked, this is not the Kirkpatrick Dungeons & Dragons show. It's the whole show. We don't talk nerd stuff here. We talk cool things, like 29 freaking points against Texas Tech the other night. Brock Wisney Show. Brock is in the house. Let's get to that coming up next.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
I know. I have to brag about this dude because he just ain't going to do it. Brock Wisney. The Brock Wisney Show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into the studio, my friend. Brock, always good to see you, man.
Yeah, thank you. You don't need to brag on anything.
Listen to the crowd.
Yeah, no, that's
Susan and Cheryl.
I'm pretty sure that's soundtrack there.
No, that's actually Susan and Cheryl. They are part of the show. We haven't paid them in years, yeah. But they show up every day. I think they kind of go on benders and stuff, and then they just show up here because it's warm and it's a nice place to
it
lay
is.
Down back there.
Yeah.
But they're here, and we consider them part of the staff. But, dude, come on. come on, 29 points for you against a Texas Tech defense. I was they're averaging like allowing teams scoring like 73, 70 points per game, 74. You guys scored 90 on them.
Yeah, I didn't even know that going into the game, but
that's what I do. I study this. You guys, did you know this? You guys were 25.5 point underdogs.
I did. I knew that afterwards, and I was like, who in the world made us 25.5 underdogs? But it is what it is.
And, you know, I even feel weird about saying this. Before that game, I said, you know, if Quentin Danker was playing this game, I wouldn't be 100% shocked if you guys do something crazy there. But I feel like saying that is a knock on Vincent Delano, who was actually really good stepping in.
Yeah.
In a very tough environment, 10,000 strong there watching this game.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
And for him to be a youngster like that, stepping in for a guy that's been extremely productive for you, man, what a game for him, too.
Yeah, he played really well. I know he came out aggressive, and that played to his advantage right away. He got downhill a ton. He's quick. And, you know, he finished a few layups, and the other ones he turned into second-chance points. And so, I mean, he played great. He stepped up, and so many different guys did. Like, we had Hunter. Egan went down, like, in the beginning, Hunter steps up, and he comes in, bangs a three, and plays some pretty good defense there. So, I mean, you know, I think that people didn't realize, but our team has a lot of depth this year. A lot of guys that can just fill in. And, you know, you see the guys on the court that put in time and practice, but everyone else is also. They're just waiting their turn.
Yeah. I love this team. I love this group. I know Coach had even mentioned talking to Texas Tech's head coach. Like, and Linder brought this up. Assistant coach, former Bears coach, was like, man, your guys just, they just play for each other.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it. You can feel it. And that's some pretty high praise from two pretty big names in college basketball.
100%. You know, I was thinking actually earlier today, I was like, you know, almost every single year you go through a team and there's like one or two guys that every once in a while, like their head's not in it, or they're thinking selfishly, or they're just trying to get theirs. And there's so many different ways that, you know, a mind can be afflicted by other moments. But, you know, in our team, we just don't have guys that are selfish. I think we have guys that play for each other. There's no, like you'd call it, a locker room cancer. You know, everybody's just in it for each other, and it's a great feeling.
Well, and we've talked about it. You know, it's got to start with leadership. It's got to start with guys like you, guys like Zach Block, guys like Quentin Danker. Obviously, then the coaching staff's finding these guys that they believe can be leaders on the team. And now the cool thing is the Ring Neary's of the world, the Ibu Yamazakis of the world, Vincent Delano, like, they're learning from you and how to go about their business here to be on a very successful basketball team.
Yeah, every single week, you know, I think the new guys, the guys that are transferred in, they're just getting better and better and more detailed. And like you said, that starts with me, Zach, and Quinn always making sure we're right. So making sure we're always doing everything. And I think they just learn each week. Like, I was talking to Reek in the locker room after practice today, and he's like, man, I just still have these mental lapses. And I was like, it's a process. Like, you're young. You're going to figure it out. And I'm like, the most important thing is every week just make sure you're getting a little better. I'm like, you are, man. Like, from the start of the year where you're messing every single coverage up and till now, just a couple mistakes. You just got to keep making it better and better.
Man, I need to hire you as, like, my motivational guy. But that's leadership, man. Because you don't want to get after them. You don't want to just flat out get after dudes. But you want to find that balance of, hey, we're working together. We're teaching each other here without absolutely destroying their confidence. That's a fine balance to
100%,
walk.
100%. You know, I mean, when you look at it, you just have to make sure your guys know that you have their back first and you believe in them, right? Like, the best thing a younger guy that's looking up to you could want is just to know, like, oh, this guy believes in me. So let him know that you have his back and you believe in him. And then, you know, if it's in the game and they make a few in a row, I'm like, that's when you get on somebody. Like, you got this. Like, you got to lock in a little more for us. But, you know, it's time and place for everything.
Man, again, for you, though, 29 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. And with every amazing bucket you're making, you look just the same. Like, you're not like, yeah, let's go. You know, you're just straight back to work, right back to work. Seriously, man. Yeah. And I know that from talking to you, and we joked about it. I was like, what happens when you have a 30-point game, Brock? You're
going
to have to give yourself the player of the game.
I didn't have a
And your first thing
game.
Is, I didn't have a 30-point. You had 29. I'm guessing you're not going there.
No, no way.
Who gets player of the game?
Yeah, it's Zach Block. He look at his percentages. He's 6 of 10, 4 of 6 from 3.
Not going to give himself player of the
career
game.
Career high 8 assists. I said, who's passing the ball to me? Zach was passing the ball to me, and, you know, I think he had a great game.
I tell you, that and one, that three he had, dude in his face.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You had so many of those. It just felt like Texas Tech, okay, they get up by 5, they get up by 7. Uh-oh, they're up by 11. Here we go. Big three from Zach Block, big play from you, Vince Delano, Ring Neary coming in. You mentioned Hunter Caldwell's big three. every time you guys kept pulling back in until we get about to that 2.5-3 minute mark, and then eventually Texas Tech gets away. But this was a heck of a basketball game. I mean, this this was an amazing game. I don't care what fan base you were with. If you're just tuning in to watch basketball, that was an amazing basketball game.
Yeah, it was a fun one to play, too. You know, it's just they got up a little bit, and we just kept punching, kept fighting. I don't think we ever lost our cool. And, you know, I think we execute our game plan really well, too. Part of the reason Zach has game ball, Christian Anderson, debatably maybe their best player, obviously with Toppin. He had 14 points. Zach was right on him all the entire game. And, you know, I think that our guys were really locked in, and it's a good sign. But, you know, like we're saying, like, we haven't really done anything. Like, we're talking, like, about this great game, sure, but we still lost, and we still have another game coming up. So it's just getting back to the drawing board and figuring some stuff out.
It was so weird because, again, when you see a spread, like a guy like me sees a 25.5-point spread, and you're going, man, it's just going to be – it'll be awesome just to kind of stay in the game.
Yeah.
And I slipped, was it Tuesday or Wednesday, Mike, when I got on the air, and I was like, yeah, Bears, big win. Wait a second. They did. For me, I don't know why, and I know that. And I actually said this. I said, Coach Smiley, Brock, they would be pissed at me because I said that and slipped because they're like, dude, we didn't go there to lose.
Yeah.
We fully expected to beat the number 19 team in the country, and that's why I had to correct myself there. But it was an exciting situation.
Yeah, there was no thoughts, you know, that we're not like, oh, we're going in there to get better. We're like, we can do this. Like, we're going to pull this off. Like, we can be the better team. And it just kind of came down. We didn't. It was funny. I was on the plane ride back, and some random guy on the plane next to me. Obviously, there's a bunch of Texas Tech fans, but he's like, I was at the game last night. Good job. And he's like, some coworker got me the tickets. He's like, oh, like, it's going to be a big blowout. We'll go there and have some fun and then leave early. But he's like, no, it was a good game. And I'm like, well, I'm glad it was fun to watch it.
You didn't, like, respond at all. Like, well, how you like, we kept it close, man. You were going to leave early. No, of course, you're just like, you know, go on, have a great day.
Yeah.
That's you. That's who you are, dude.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good guy.
Well, you guys, that was a fun game just from a fan's perspective. What were you seeing differently? Because, again, you have great games all the time. But anytime a college basketball player gets close to that 30-point mark, I mean, that's in this. I think Coach Smiley said you were in the flow. You were in the flow zone.
Flow state.
Was that what was going on here?
You know, I think that it's weird because every game you approach – regardless of how you try, your mindset's going to be a little different. Like, maybe you're a little different this day and this day. So it's trying to make sure you're consistent. You're like, okay, I'm going to be all right. I was a little tired before the game, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to feel like, am I going to be good? And I think right before, like, we ran in after warm-ups, ran to the bench, rather, I was like, man, I kind of feel good. And I just got really, like, this sense of joy all of a sudden. I was really just like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Because
I think that's where it comes from. So I got this sense of joy, and I was like, I'm going to have a good game right now. And it kind of just made me, you know, carefree and throughout the game, regardless of how it's going. And, you know, I'm singing Mariah Carey on the bench with Quinn and just having fun, honestly. I think that's the most important thing.
Faith's an important thing to you, obviously.
It's the most important thing.
Right?
Yeah, that's what keeps me grounded, you know, keeps me pushing through of highs and lows and hopefully consistent. So
you have this moment before a huge game, a top 20 team in this country, and in that moment you're suddenly just like filled with joy.
Yeah.
And you're saying, hey, that's all Jesus right there.
Absolutely.
I'm just feeling loose. I'm not feeling pressure. I get to go out here and play basketball. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's exactly what went through my mind. I remember I was rebounding a layup in a layup line. I'm like, oh, man, like all of a sudden I'm just like, I feel good. I feel happy. I feel great. And I was just like, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go have a great game now.
I love that, man.
Yeah.
Like that obviously we're getting close to Christmas time too. And it's I don't want anybody. I'm a man of faith too. So I don't want anybody to like apologize for talking about that on the show. And this is your show. So you should be able to do that whenever you want.
Show,
it's the Brock Wisney show. Brock didn't even want me to name it the Brock Wisney show. He still just like you want it to be just
whole show featuring Brock Wisney.
No, it's the Wisney show, man. And we got your own sponsor on this thing, man. It's Interior Sprinkler Systems. And when we told them we were putting this together, it was like a no brainer. They love it so much. I checked in with him the other day, and I'm like, hey, everything going okay? You need. Don't change anything. Absolutely love it. Brock's the man. It's just so great. What is it, man? Like, people compliment you. Does it make you uncomfortable, or is it just like, dude, I'm so freaking humble. I don't feel.
Wait, compliment like what?
Like when people compliment you, like about your points and about your games and just like who you are, because you're never uncomfortable, but you're just kind of like, I don't 29 points, 40 points. I don't care. I don't want to talk about that.
I think that, you know, I don't like to dwell on moments of praise. Our coaches say it all the time. They're like, for every 100 that can handle failure, only one can handle success. So I try to stay grounded.
You're very even keel.
Yeah.
Which is a very,
that's
very
the
big
goal. I try to, regardless, you know, realize there's bigger things in life than having a great basketball game or, you know, just, I just try to be a servant to people and just, you know, do the best I can.
Man. Okay. And I know you got a long basketball career ahead of you, but like in the future, what outside of basketball, once that's done, that could be 5, 10, 20 years from now, what do you want to get into?
I don't know. I'm a finance guy. I'm going to be doing, you know, an internship with Northwestern Mutual for financial planning. And I love that. You know, Ryan Yoder's the guy that I'll kind of be talking to. He's a good guy. So maybe it's that. Maybe I play pro for a little bit. I'm not sure. I honestly just want to do something I love. That's my ultimate goal. You know, that's it.
I feel like you're the kind of guy, no matter what it is, you're going to find that. You know,
yeah.
You bring that joy.
I hope so.
It.
I hope so. I haven't found it yet. We'll see.
Well, you found it with the basketball side.
Yeah.
And I told you, like, there's radio stuff, man.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at us. Do you really want to be around this group?
This is great.
Yeah.
I enjoy my time.
You want to come and see that every day? Look over there.
I'll be Mike's assistant. Are you kidding me?
oh, Brock, no.
I'll run Mike's errands.
He would abuse that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I wouldn't. I could use an intern.
Yeah.
You would want to be...
I'll get him a 12-pack of Mountain Dew whenever he asks.
That is a sitcom waiting to happen.
I would pay you back because I don't want you to have to buy it for me.
You know he would have a power trip, you know?
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
it would be like, why weren't you here on time?
Mike needs some support. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I am a mature human being
yes.
in some aspects of my life.
What time is the Dungeons & Dragons party in your basement this evening?
I don't have a Dungeons & Dragons party.
Okay. I would go there. Yeah.
You go check it out, man.
It out.
Like, you're the one player that's actually kind of nice to Michael, and we really appreciate that.
Mike's nice to me. Yes.
No, in fairness, guys typically are nice to Michael, which is kind of crazy. You get these specimen athletes coming in here, and Michael starts saying something like, oh, you're this fan or whatever, making fun of him, and then you guys are cool with him, and I don't understand it.
It's because you guys recognize the sarcasm and the wit.
Real recognize real.
Yeah. The wit? Is that what you would say? Is that how you would describe Michael?
Yes.
Very witty.
Yeah. Just wisdom, like wizard kind of.
Wizard.
Yeah.
See? The Dungeons & Dragons thing. It comes back full circle, man. Brock, that was great. And again, Zach Block with another player of the game here. What do we got? 1, 2, 3 for Zach. Does that sound right
to
you?
Yeah, he's getting up there. Yeah.
So next up, DU.
Yeah,
that's a pretty sneaky, and I say it as a fan, you guys aren't looking at that, but like a sneaky good team.
Yeah,
we saw what they did against Colorado State. They seem like they're kind of starting to figure some things out, too. So that's going to be a tough battle.
Yeah, it will. You know, I think that we have to approach it like we do any other game and just, you know, really go at it. I know that we have like a 5-day break after this for Christmas, and a lot of the guys, you know, maybe redshirt guys are like, oh, I just want to get on break. I just want to have Christmas time. But, you know, we said in the locker room right after, we're like, we got one more. Like, we need everybody to not check out before this final game and just kind of fully dive into the team. And, you know, after the game, go home, whatever, enjoy your break. But we need everybody for this one.
So. Well, and that's tough, too. I talked about this with Coach. Like, you have this really big high against Texas Tech. Like, it's really high. And then, obviously, you wanted to win it. You lose it. And sad. Then you got to go, oh, you got DU right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine the leadership, in the vocal leadership in that locker room has got to be loud.
Yeah, it's really important. It's a quick turnaround. You know, we need guys that are maybe younger to realize, like, that game's over, like, that moment's over. We got to approach this game like we do any other one and just be fully detailed. You know, Smiley loves detail and guys being locked in. So we just got to make sure everybody's on edge.
All right, Brock, man. Appreciate you as always. I'm wrapping up my show next. I got my. You want to stick around for my pick? Is that what you want to stick
around?
Sure,
I'll stick around.
You want to hear? It's like one of the greatest picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, but it's Thursday and I don't have a show tomorrow, so we're doing it today.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's clear as mud to you. 47 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. The Brock Wisney Show, man. Seriously, one of the coolest dudes. This is such an honor to do this thing with you, man. Thank you for having me.
I have so much fun, man.
It's awesome.
Thanks for doing it with me. Yeah.
Hey, we got showtime available. There's hours available.
Yeah.
When your career's over, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
We're gift wrapping the best sports broadcasts in the state. Hear Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, and high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, Michael. This is a special The Picks edition because Brock Wisney's sticking around to see the magic happen. It's not like as cool as it normally would be, Brock, because normally there's like five or six teams that I pick from. It's only one. So I'm stalling.
I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah. You're just happy to be here for this greatness. Yeah. You get to say, like, hey, I was there when.
Yeah.
So this is between the Jags and the Denver Broncos. Big weekend for the Bronx. Brock, do you have any dog in this fight? Are you rooting for the Broncos?
I'm rooting for the Broncos.
Even though they're not your... Are they your team?
I would say they're half my team.
Well, they're half your team because the game last week was kind of...
I want the Broncos to win.
Last week was kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, it was.
Shout out to Pops, right?
Yeah, I was fine with whatever.
That was fine. Yeah. The Broncos are, for entertainment purposes only, the Broncos are 3-point favorites in this game at home. So the way I do it, to do a real challenge here, is I go with the spread here. I don't just pick a winner or a loser. I did pick the Broncos to lose last week, actually, okay. Brock. Yeah. Yeah, so that bit me pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of people were upset with that, including old back there. As you can see, kind of looks like a Bronco threw up on him.
Yeah.
Actually.
Kind of
all orange today. Good news is, as windy and crazy as it is out there, traffic will be able to see him when he's walking around.
Yeah.
So he's safe.
Won't be getting hit anytime soon.
Don't worry about him.
I can stand in the middle of the road and people will be like, oh, it's closed.
Yep. Mm. Or some people might go on through. Broncos, Jags. I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying, Brock. Some people might. I'm not saying I would.
I can see the hatred.
No.
Look suspicious, Brady.
Pass. All right, Broncos, Jags. Jags are sneaky, Brock. They're sneaky. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne. Who am I kidding? I don't. I think the Broncos absolutely. I am making up for what I did last week. Broncos covering this. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a blowout, Brock.
Okay.
I think it could be a blowout.
You're going on record.
I'm going on record. I think 3 points isn't enough. Yeah. I think the Broncos are going to destroy Jacksonville this weekend.
I love it.
You like it? Yeah,
I like that pick.
All right.
That's my pick, too.
That's Brock's pick, too. Michael, I'm guessing you're picking the same thing.
Broncos by 7.
Broncos by 7?
It's not
yes.
a blowout.
Broncos in the second there. Half. Wake up again and are like, we're better than this team.
Thought you were a Broncos fan. I like them to dominate. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back at it. We're off tomorrow. We'll be back at it on Monday. Brock Wisney, you're awesome, my friend. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.